Two teams battling for the American League wild card meeting Monday night at the Trop. Rays and Twins pick it up bottom two. Corey Dickerson facing Jose Barrios.
As he waits for the 2-2, and it's on the way. A swing and a drive, center field trouble. Buxton chasing, running at the wall, turning, it's gone. Right on cue, a bomb to center field, a line drive homer, just clear the yellow line in dead center, number 26 for Dickerson, and this game is even 1-1. And the 1-0 pitch is blooped to shallow right, Kepler charging, Max better run, he can't catch it, and now it scoots over his shoulder, Kiermaier scores, Longoria stops at first base, and it's 2-1 Tampa Bay.
The 0-1 hot shot back up the box. That's a base hit. One run will score. It's going to be two runs to the plate. Throw from Buxton's up the line. Not even close as Miller scoots across. Big night for Kevin Kiermaier. A two-run single at 6-1 Rays.
A ball and two strikes on Morrison. And here it comes. A swing and a line drive. Left field deep. Rosario will turn at the wall and it is gone. Logan Morrison the opposite way. A solo home run. His 36th. And the Rays now lead by 6, 7-1. And the 2-2 pitch, line drive up the middle and through, base hit center field. This will score 1, this will score 2. Buxton throws at third base and the ball hits the runner. That's Plouffe, and he's safe at third base as Longoria knocks in 2 more. Echeverria and Kiermaier are in. And the Rays have blown out the Twins. It's now 10-3.
The Rays power past the Twins, 11-4 your final. Tampa Bay hitters have now cracked at least one home run in 15 consecutive games, hitting 30 dingers during that span. Here's Twins skipper Paul Molitor after the loss.
We didn't swing the bats great. Cobb threw the ball well. We had a lot of trouble with his curveball. And, other than, Kep and Buck had back-to-back hits there to get us a run. I thought Jose threw the ball well early. He gave up the home run. And then Longoria dumped one out there to right field on him to plate the second run. But he ran into some trouble there in the sixth, and we had to try to bail him out, and we just couldn't make enough pitches. So, we're starting a trip, and, these games are obviously important, and we weren't able to find a way to win this one. I think that he used it, but, you have to, use your strength, but at the same time understand that these guys are pretty good ambush fastball hitters. So, I think he was smart enough to use his breaking pitch to get ahead at times, too. Fastball was there. I mean, he pitched well enough early. He kept us in the game until the sixth inning.
This series continues Tuesday at the Trop. Bartolo Colon takes the mound for the Twins against Jake Odorizzi for the Rays.